and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. Jobless claims ticking downward again last week. 9,000 fewer Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits. That's compared to the week before. Claims still at historic lows. Still no word on where U.S. Army Private Travis King is being held in North Korea after he crossed the demilitarized zone separating the South and Communist North Korea and taken into custody. The White House says it's reached out through channels to find out more information, but so far North Korea has not responded. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
The White House, the State Department, the Pentagon, of course, are all continuing to work together on this matter to ascertain information about the well-being and whereabouts of Private King.
Dangerous and deadly triple-digit temperatures hovering over the country. Phoenix, Arizona, now 3 weeks into temperatures above 110 degrees. The U.S. women's national soccer team facing off against Vietnam in their first game at the World Cup Friday night. This is ABC News. Amazon and the Justice Department agreed to a multi-million dollar settlement in a case alleging violations of a children's privacy law.
Amazon agreeing to pay a $25 million civil penalty as part of a settlement over alleged violations of the Children's Online Privacy Act, or COPPA. The Federal Trade Commission had alleged that Amazon marketed products aimed at children under 13 on its Alexa app, then saved those recordings of the children's voices longer than needed in violation of COPPA. The FTC also said the recordings and geolocation were not in some cases deleted, even when the user requested it be. Amazon says while it disagrees with the FTC's claims, it will remove child profiles that have been inactive for more than 18 months unless a parent or guardian chooses to keep them. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Police in Germany are searching for what they think could be a lion in the outskirts of Berlin. Witnesses sharing video of it with authorities, but so far it hasn't been captured. Residents are being told to stay indoors and watch their pets until police find the big cat. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. This year's drought got worse for some and better for others in the past week, despite some heavy rains that have come through the area. In west central Wisconsin, including St. Croix, Dunn, and Chippewa counties, the drought monitor dropped from moderate down to abnormally dry. However, extreme drought has now set in the far northern part of the state, and severe drought is in place over parts of Barron, Rusk, Sawyer, and Washburn counties. 82% of the state is considered to be in drought. That's down from 90% a week ago. It's been a day since powerful storms went through northwestern Wisconsin, dropping large tennis ball-sized hail in some areas. The storms also brought high winds 55 to 65 miles per hour, and some funnel clouds were even spotted. Damage to trees, power lines, and outbuildings has been reported. However, the National Weather Service says no reports of anybody hurt by last night's storms. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. you may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it's Thursday. It feels like a Friday. Because after today, we're outie, man. At least for a day.
Oh, we'll take one day off. So happy almost Friday. Friday Eve to you, Crudy. Anya, working the board. Thank you. Of course, our fair audience. Welcome, everybody.
You know, Dominic, some big events coming up. We've got EAA at Oshkosh. Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3, 1100 AM. We're making the move to Oshkosh next week, Dom. We got Mino and the mayor. They're going to be broadcasting early in the morning, 6 to 8 a.m., live from EAA on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And yours truly, Dom, I'm going to be out there 5:30 a.m. Monday morning.
Oh, come on. Are you staying up all night, Crudy?
I might have to. You know how. Being alarm clocks, dude. It wouldn't even be the first time this week I got up in the 5 o'clock witching hour.
Yeah, working so hard, anyways. Crudy.
But I got to be at work at 5:30. But I'm going to broadcast from Oshkosh on Monday, Dom. Oshkosh Air Support. And we've got some Brewers tickets to give away because that is our Brewer flagship station. So we're going to give some Brewers tickets away on this big show. We got 2 pair, I believe, for Friday night.
Yes, Friday night hosting Atlanta, Crudy, 7:10 first pitch. 4 tickets to give away today. So make sure you chime in, you have something to say, entertain us, have a good point, 844-967-2789.
And it will be completely arbitrary, but do
of course
let Anya know if you want the tickets, because we don't want to quiz you. If you want tickets, let Anya know. And then she'll let us know, and then we'll acknowledge the ticket want, but only if you're super cool. And you're funny. And you're not CJ. 844-967-2789. That's the number you can call. Dom talked a lot about the false electors and the new felonious charges leveled in the state of Michigan. State charges leveled by the Attorney General of the state of Michigan. She's been a guest on the show 2-3 times. Dana Nessel. Her office get back to you this week, Dom?
Yes, they said they were not doing any media hits.
Not even for the greatest.
And referred me to the press release and the Twitter feed where she made comments.
As long as they say no to everybody. But if I see her on Rachel Maddow come Monday.
Oh, see?
you know, because there's different levels of we're not doing.
No. Yes, there's different levels of no. Please. Okay.
Dominic, why bring that up? State of Wisconsin. We've got our own attorney general, right? Josh Call. We perceive him to be a friend of the show. And a year ago in June, I believe it was June 29th, something like that, of last year, 2022. And Josh Call was at the Democratic Party convention in La Crosse, beautiful God's country up there. Shout out, Dana. And I saw the attorney general and I interviewed the attorney general. A spectacular solo Saturday show I was doing up to the big speech flying down. And I asked the attorney general at that time, what about the fake, the false, the criminally, you know, forgerous Trump electors in the great state of Wisconsin? And he said, well, you know, that's sort of a multi-jurisdictional thing. And, you know, I think the federal DOJ might be looking into that.
You think so?
Well, I don't recall that Josh gave me a very straightforward answer that was satisfactory to me, which is, I'll be dropping indictments imminently.
Or, but come on, you know, you can't comment on an existing investigation, Michael, right?
Is that what he's saying now? Because I thought he was referencing me to the federal DOJ at the time. Like, you know, multi-jurisdictional. Now, I do put one little footnote, and I did see the Attorney General, Josh Call, again at this year's DPW. I'm a frequent attendee, you know, frequent flyer points and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I didn't really buttonhole him quite the same way because I had already asked the question the last year. But I did ask Ish Ozan, the district attorney of Dane County, and Ish's take on this whole issue, this fake elector scheme. This would actually fall to the individual county DAs for prosecution. Because election law in the state of Wisconsin states that you must prosecute in the county of residence. You know why they did this? They effectively want the benefit of, you know, a guy being able to go back to, let's say, Waukesha County. You know, if I'm a good Republican from Waukesha County and I've perpetrated a, you know, let's say some sort of criminal electoral conspiracy, well, under state law, even if I perpetrated that crime in that Wisconsin state capitol, like one block from me here in the shiny new Mad Studio Solidarity Realty Studios downtown.
If you did that crime in Dane County,
I would still have to be prosecuted in my home county, let's say Waukesha County. But as Ish Ozan pointed out to me, there was one lone false Trump elector, and his name was Scott Grabens. At the time, he was the Republican Party chair of this county, Dane County. So, Ish kind of said, I'm not clear that that's Josh Call's, you know, kitchen. I don't know if he's going to cook up these indictments. I don't know if he should and could be the one under Wisconsin law, but I'm pretty damn sure he's been getting the question quite a bit since Dana Nessel did hers. What do you think?
Right.
Do you think Josh has got a comment for us today, Dom?
Urban Milwaukee has a write-up from WPR Sarah Lur reporting. Of course, as mentioned, DA from Michigan Nessel, I'm sorry, AG from Michigan Nessel, dropped charges. I'm going to jump in here. The charges in Michigan are the first in the country to be filed against false electors as a result of probes into the 2020 election. But Republicans in six other swing states took similar actions when they signed and submitted false certificates denying Biden's victory. And that includes 10 Wisconsinites who are being sued in Dane County Circuit Court over their actions. The use of false electors is also part of a federal criminal investigation by Jack Smith, of course, the U.S. special counsel, into the January 6th insurrection and other efforts to overturn the 2020 election. But many have argued, including Crudy and yours truly, that Wisconsin's AG should prosecute this state's false electors for potential violations of state law as well. In a statement Wednesday morning, a spokesperson for Call didn't say whether the AG's office is currently pursuing such an investigation or whether it would consider one in the future. And here's a quote, Jillian Drummond. The Wisconsin Department of Justice generally does not confirm or deny the existence of an investigation except in unique public safety circumstances. Attorney General Call strongly believes that those who committed crimes in an effort to unlawfully subvert the outcome of an election should be held accountable.
By whom?
If not, I totally agree with that statement. They should be held accountable. I agree, but I don't have investigatory power. I don't have subpoena power. I can't, you know, drop charges. But Josh Call probably could, right? Isn't it what you're hired to do? I mean, literally, isn't that kind of the job? We agree philosophically, but I can't go down that road and investigate. Couldn't you? Shouldn't you?
Well, we did try through those minor administrative code violations to subpoena all the false Trump electors. I mean, we did do our part. We tried. But I'm not clear that anyone in law enforcement in the state of Wisconsin, be it my friend Isho Zahn or our friend Josh Call, they might want to see justice be done, but they're the guys that got to bring this justice, at least on behalf of the citizens here. But this may fall under Wisconsin state law to, county DAs, Tom. Which, you know, begs the question, Ish, aren't you on the clock in regards to Scott Gravens?
You got one.
You got to start with something, right? Wasn't that the whole Trump plot? You got to start with one state and perhaps Wisconsin. And then they'll start falling like dominoes. Well, I strongly suspect, but don't know for sure, that if Ishmael Ozan, the district attorney of Dane County, were to charge the Dane County resident, Scott Gravens, the former Republican Party chair of Dane County, well, I got to think Scott also would know who else was involved. And then, you know, maybe get the attorney general involved at that time, because then it's multi-jurisdictional. Then you would need, you know, like the state authority, because of the crimes this one wants to admit to, you'd have to get the state involved, wouldn't you? I mean, who's he going to rat out?
Right. The Urban Milwaukee continues on. Paul Nolet, a political science professor at Marquette University, he says, of course, the political pressure, it's ratcheting up, Crudy, partly because of the actions of Wisconsin's false electors were very similar to those taken by Michigan's false electors, but also because Wisconsin ended up being a closely fought state in November 2020. And here's a quote. Wisconsin was ultimately the tipping point in the election. Wisconsin is a pretty clear example, both politically and legally, as the next state up for prosecution of false electors, potentially now that Michigan has made its first move.
Dominic, here is the way to win some tickets. If you're the attorney general of the state of Wisconsin and you charge any of the false Trump electors, feloniously or otherwise, I got four for you for Friday night's game. They're nice seats, PNC clubs, Josh. You know, any would want these tickets, Tom, courtesy of our flagship, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 Oshkosh Air Support. I'm going to be up there on Monday supporting Dom, EAA, coming to Oshkosh. I haven't been since my kids were little shavers, but I got to be the tech support, so everybody's in trouble.
Oh, wow.
You know, we got a shiny new hotspot. It, like, gets us above the other less cool hotspots.
Excellent.
So yes. Can't wait till we get to, you know, like a Trump inauguration or a women's march. Because we've tried.
Yeah, it didn't work out so well with a million
prior
people.
Prior Wi-Fis weren't hotspot enough. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. It's a Thursday. It feels like a Friday. We're giving away tickets. You're listening right now. We're going to come back. Your phone calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This weather brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. On Thursday, see The Princess Bride. And starting Friday, July 21st, enjoy Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 and Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Get more details at AmoryTheater.com.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts.
Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good. Doesn't. We're good. We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 55 tonight under mainly clear skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for isolated storms, high of 82. Chance for isolated storms tomorrow night. Lows around 56, partly cloudy. Low 80s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Mid 80s, mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 74.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Giving away some Brewers tickets for the Atlanta game kicking off. First pitch, 7:10 on Friday. You can win some tickets today if you got something to say. 844-967-2789.
Dom, are we going to the phones? Is it
Let's that time do already? It. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're doing. We're giving away tickets. Hopefully some people want some. Hey, Mickey, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. What do you got for us?
Hey, is it me?
There you are. Yeah, you're up.
Hello? Oh, yeah, hey. When I first called, I was afraid I wouldn't have time to think of anything appropriate for the air, but I just wanted to say it's frustrating how much these Republican politicians, not so much the voters, because a lot of them are some good guys, they're just really misinformed and misled, but I really don't think they believe in democracy, and you can tell by the way they gerrymander and they suppress votes. And they want the fewest people to vote. You know, that serves them. And they only serve the rich, who nowadays just look down on us, man. They don't even see us as, like, the same type of people as they are. You know, I really hope they're shaking in their boots, those electors you were talking about earlier. And it'd be nice if you guys talked a little bit more about gerrymandering, too.
Mickey, gerrymandering's one of our favorite topics in that right. It is really taking away democracy in the state of Wisconsin. Representative democracy, one man, one woman, one vote. Well, it's supposed to matter. But under the very partisan gerrymandered system here in the state of Wisconsin, Mickey, a lot of Democratic votes and even some Republican votes, they don't matter. Because if you live in a district, and pretty much every district is gerrymandered to the advantage or the benefit of one party, usually it's the Republicans. They basically take as many Republican voters, they get to pick their voters, and they say, we need to create a sufficient margin, maybe 5-7%. So, you know, in a close race, we get to retain our incumbents. And then in the Democratic districts, man, it could be 80% Democrat, meaning fast, Mark Pocan wins blowouts each and every time. Here in the second CD, which is primarily Madison-Dean County. Well, it's not that Mark's not a hell of a congressman, but the district he represents is packed together, his congressional district, packed together with so many Democratic votes. And it's very similar for Gwen Moore. Oh, man, Gwen wins 70% of the vote down in Milwaukee, sometimes more. So there's never any drama there, right? And you flip that on its head, and there are districts, and you look up where, like, Tom Tiffany serves in the 7th CD up in northern Wisconsin. That used to be a pretty moderate district. Didn't Dave Obey serve up there? Tom Petri? I mean, different guys up in northern Wisconsin, they weren't crazy go nuts. They weren't Tom Tiffany. Certainly, they didn't, you know, put the corporate needs of polluters before the people in the water they drink here in the state of Wisconsin. You know, Toxic Tom earned that reputation. But anyways, back to the state of Wisconsin. Mickey, the congressional maps, they're skewed. They're partisan. But the state legislative maps, the assembly maps, the Senate maps, we get 50% or more of the voters that come out nearly every election vote Democrat. Yet we've got about a third of the representation under these maps. So the Republicans got to cook the books in 2011. Scott Walker gladly signed off because they thought they were creating a permanent majority. Now, through some bad governance and the election of Donald Trump, what do you know? They're not the more popular party anymore. In fact, I would contend the Democrats, for the last two, three elective cycles, they've clearly been the more popular party. But guess what? The Republicans got to bake more advantage into the new gerrymandered maps. It's less likely that if you're, I mean, literally, your state rep could go out and shoot someone on Fifth Avenue, and it probably wouldn't upset the outcome in their representative district because it's baked in the cake. Either they're so firmly Republican that it doesn't matter what they do, it's always going to be them. Or it's so firmly Democrat, it's always going to be them. And guess who loses? We the people. We don't get our voices heard. Robin Voss doesn't give a damn what you think, even if you're Republican. He doesn't give a damn what his caucus thinks because he'll threaten to primary them. There's no fear of losing to a Democrat, but if you're not sufficiently conservative and loyal, we'll take your ass out from the right.
Well, and that is one of the terrible side effects of an already terrible situation. If you don't toe the line, they will absolutely primary you to the right. And what happens? Well, now, you know, Dale Schultz is out, right? Primary to the right, and now you got some mega Trumpster in. And over time, it continues to evolve and pull to the right. And of course, the other side of it, when the majority of the voters, over 50%, whose will ends up not being done, that causes a little bit of angst. That causes a little bit of consternation when you know the majority of people voting are voting for Democratic values, for Democratic policies, or just voting against the other guys. Doesn't have to be for something. It can be against something. But that will is not done. The people they voted against, well, they still have the majority, even though the majority of folks voted against them. That doesn't bode well for, I don't know, good community. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I mean, Kurt, you kind of took the words out of my mouth that these guys could commit any kind of horrible crime on the street and still get reelected in some of the districts that they have. And I guess my confusion is over the fact is that for these fake electors, I mean, the fact that they have to be tried, they're saying, well, they have to be tried in their own home county. The crime they committed is against every single citizen of the state of Wisconsin. I mean, and they did it in Dane County, and that's where, you know, and I would think that Josh called the state has authority to defend my interests because I am a voter in the state of Wisconsin. I live in Sauk County. But you'd think that the state would have the authority to actually prosecute these people because it wasn't just in their home county. It wasn't just in the neighboring county. It wasn't just in Dane County. They committed a crime against every single citizen of this state when they did the fake electors thing.
And, of course, it was a conspiracy. They didn't all just show up randomly on one day, Mark. Thanks for the call, 844-967-2789. Giving away some Brewers Atlanta tickets for Friday. You could win them, 844-96-PARTY.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. Jobless claims ticking downward again last week. 9,000 fewer Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits. That's compared to the week before. Claims still at historic lows. Still no word on where U.S. Army Private Travis King is being held in North Korea after he crossed the demilitarized zone separating the South and Communist North Korea and taken into custody. The White House says it's reached out through channels to find out more information, but so far, North Korea has not responded. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
The White House, the State Department, the Pentagon, of course, are all continuing to work together on this matter to ascertain information about the well-being and whereabouts of Private King.
Dangerous and deadly triple-digit temperatures hovering over the country. Phoenix, Arizona, now 3 weeks into temperatures above 110 degrees. The U.S. women's national soccer team facing off against Vietnam in their first game at the World Cup Friday night. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. This year's drought got worse for some and better for others in the past week despite some heavy rains that have come through the area. In west central Wisconsin, including St. Croix, Dunn, and Chippewa counties, the drought monitor dropped from moderate down to abnormally dry. However, extreme drought has now set in the far northern part of the state, and severe drought is in place over parts of Barron, Rusk, Sawyer, and Washburn counties. 82% of the state is considered to be in drought. That's down from 90% a week ago. It's been a day since powerful storms went through northwestern Wisconsin, dropping large tennis ball-sized hail in some areas. The storms also brought high winds 55 to 65 miles per hour, and some funnel clouds were even spotted. Damage to trees, power lines, and outbuildings has been reported. However, the National Weather Service says no reports of anybody hurt by last night's storms. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Your phone call is always welcome here. In fact, get a little free ticket giveaway. Milwaukee Brewers tickets, courtesy of our flagship WISS 1100 AM 98.3 Oshkosh Air Support. I'm going to be up there Monday giving a little air support to my friends John Mino, and Jim Schmidt, the former mayor of Green Bay. Those guys are going to be broadcasted live at EAA, Dom. And I'm going to broadcast live from Oshkosh on Monday. But in the meantime, we got some tickets to give away. And if you're calling in at 844-967-2789, tell Anya whether you're interested in the tickets. And she'll put a little note on there like yes or no. But anyways, we'll get to you. But here's where I want to lead back, Tom. Headline: The president made this decision. inside Donald Trump's carefully planned fake elector scheme. Do you think they just came up with this? Oh, no.
No. Hard, working hard for the American people, that Donald Trump.
Jordan Green, investigative reporter. I found this at the Raw story. Plus, Donald Trump's announcement earlier this week that he received a target letter from special counsel Jack Smith, setting in motion an indictment watch for new criminal charges. I got my popcorn now. I'm watching. An indictment watch for new criminal charges that will likely center on a scheme to install fake electors that cast fake electoral votes on his behalf. And buried deep in the U.S. House January 6th Select Committee's 845-page final report is a single, all but unnoticed line about installing fake presidential electors that could foreshadow Trump's fate. Here is what was in the J6 report. It was my understanding that the president made this decision to initiate the false elector gambit. Former Trump campaign associate, general counsel, again, this is his lawyer, Joshua Finley, told the committee investigators. The committee, for its part, described the fake elector scheme as carefully planned and many weeks in the making. The investigation by the January 6th committee provided a glimpse into the potential factual allegations that could form the basis for a looming indictment against Trump, centered on his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. And Dom, neither Trump nor representatives of his campaign, well, they didn't comment for this particular article. I could make a few comments, but I'll read on a little bit more here, Dom. Now, Trump's announcement about his impending indictment comes as 16 Republican electors were indicted in Michigan on Tuesday. We talked about that quite a bit for their role in the scheme. A similar inquiry by the state attorney, the state attorney is currently underway in Arizona. A grand jury in Georgia, meanwhile, is expected to hand down indictments in the coming weeks related to Trump's efforts to overturn the election in that state, including the fake electors and Trump's January 2nd, 2021 call to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, requesting that he find, well, technically, Dom, it was 11,780 votes to erase Joe Biden's win.
Which is one more than we need.
Now, we know that Trump already faces espionage charges, Don, but I want to talk about the fake elector scheme, so I'm going to jump down in the body of this piece. It wasn't hostile Democrats or deep state or fake news media that offered up the idea that Trump himself puppet mastered the fake elector scheme. Trump's own lawyers provided the fodder. Finley, the Trump campaign associate general counsel, told congressional investigators that Matthew Morgan, the campaign's general counsel, requested that he look into the feasibility of the scheme. As Finley recalled it, Morgan's request was something along the lines of this. I paraphrase, but it is, quote, "This is a long shot. There is some precedent. We don't know if it's going to be effective. This is what the client wants to do, the campaign wants to do, and so we need you to look into it and see if this is an option. Now, see if it's a good option, Dom." Morgan, in turn, told the committee that Justin Clark, the campaign's deputy campaign manager and senior counsel, asked me to look into the matter, you know, as a contingency, Dom. You know, just in case Trump lost, right? One of the congressional investigators asked Finley, "Did Matt Morgan tell you, or did you get a sense of whether this was something that he had come up with on his own, or whether he was, you know, telling you, reading you into this concept at the direction of someone else?" "My understanding is he did not come up with this on his own. How did he learn of it?" the investigator asked. "So I don't know how exactly, but it was my understanding that the president made this decision, like this was something that came from even higher than Matt." Only 3 days before the GOP electors assembled in their respective state capitals, you know, Dom, December 14, 2020, to cast those fraudulent, bogus votes for Trump, senior campaign legal staff, including Morgan and Finley, extricated themselves from the scheme. It's almost like they had a sense that this might be illegal or something, Dom.
You think? I mean, also remember Bill Barr, he didn't stick around for this crap show either. I'll jump in here, Crudy. Morgan told the committee that when the framework shifted from reserving the slates of Republican electors as a contingency in case a court ruled in favor of Trump to submitting them as alternate slates, he decided this was not an exercise that he necessarily wanted to continue with. They handed off responsibility to an outside lawyer. What's that guy's name? Oh, here we go. Kenneth Cheesebro. What's up, Cheesebro? Whom Finley described in an email to his state contacts as, quote, the point person for the legal documents. The legal documents. Was that, is that why? Remember when we got to see these legal documents, many of them were boilerplate. They looked very similar to the other fraudulent documents from the other states. I continue on. Political operative Mike Roman, officially director of Election Day operations for Trump's 2020 campaign, would remain the lead for executing the voting in the December 14 meeting of the slate fake electors, Finley wrote in the email. They would all report to Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer who had wrested control of Trump's post-election litigation efforts from Morgan within about 2 weeks of the election. Giuliani had promoted bizarre conspiracy theories about vote switching while aggressively lobbying state officials in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and other battleground states to block certification of Biden's electors. Roman repeatedly invoked his right to avoid self-incrimination under the Fifth Amendment during his deposition before the J6 committee, but the operation he ran to pressure state lawmakers to back alternate slates of Trump electors, assembled the electors, and even hand-delivered some of the certificates to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th is amply described in the contemporaneous emails and phone texts. Other campaign staff and electors also spoke to the committee about Roman's role. The evidence uncovered by the committee shows that a team led by Roman's deputy, G. Michael Brown, began lobbying state lawmakers at least 2 weeks before Trump electors met to cast their votes in capitals of battleground states. A congressional investigator asked Roman if he ever learned, directly or otherwise, that Trump wanted alternate electors to submit Electoral College votes in states that he lost so that Vice President Pence could choose them during the joint session of Congress on January 6th. Roman responded by pleading the Fifth. But an email chain produced to the committee shows Roman confirming that the effort to get state lawmakers on board came from the Trump campaign. The chain shows Tim Murtaugh, Trump's campaign director of communications, mentioning that a reporter was asking about whether the Trump campaign was responsible for emails and voicemails to Michigan lawmakers urging them to appoint their own electors. So what is the answer actually, Murtaugh asked? Is the campaign pushing emails and voicemails, question mark? The campaign did send emails and voicemails. Roman responded in December on December 2nd of 2020. Roman accepted a proffer agreement from special counsel Jack Smith's team to speak informally with prosecutors while avoiding testimony before a grand jury, according to a recent report by CNN. Typically, under these conditions, according to the report, prosecutors agree not to use witnesses' statements against them in future criminal proceedings. It's almost like this whole thing was very evident and brought to us by the J6 committee.
Dominic, let me frame it a little closer to home, though. I live in the state of Wisconsin. How did the fake elector scheme get from there to here? The coverage from Henry Redman. This was February of 2022. Memo shows Wisconsin attorney for Trump was one of the first to know of the fake elector plan. A Wisconsin attorney who was heavily involved in the formulation of a plan to put forward Republican electors who voted for President Donald Trump after his election loss in 2020, according to the New York Times. And what guy do I mean, Dom? Guess who this attorney is? Why, it's Dane County's own former circuit judge, Jim Troupas.
And who's Jim Troupas? Why does he keep coming up, Crudy?
Well, former Dane County Circuit Judge Jim Troupas had been hired by the Trump campaign to litigate Trump's recounts in liberal-leaning Dane and Milwaukee counties. On November 18, 2020, the same day Troupas filed paperwork to call for the recounts, the former judge received a memo, which was obtained by the New York Times, from another attorney that outlined the strategy for putting forth an alternative slate of electors in an effort to overturn the results of the election. The memo shows just over 2 weeks after the election, Trump allies and lawyers were formulating a plan to overturn the results. And from early on, the date January 6th was highlighted as the last chance to keep Trump in power. The memo also shows that from the beginning, Wisconsin was the epicenter of Republican efforts to keep Trump in power. The memo was sent to Troopas by Boston area attorney Kenneth Cheesebro. Hey, Cheesebro. With the subject line, the real deadline for settling a state's electoral votes. Cheesebro argues that Republicans could meet in Madison on December 14th and cast electoral college votes for Trump, setting up January 6th as the final deadline to keep Trump in office. Here's a quote from Cheesebro's missive to Jim Troopas. Assuming the electors pledged to Trump and Pence end up meeting at the Wisconsin Capitol on December 14th to cast their votes and then send their votes to the president of the Senate in time to be opened on January 6th, well, they almost missed the deadline, Dom. They had to call in U.S. Senator Ron Johnson to make the delivery, right?
The bag man.
A court's decision, or perhaps a state legislative determination, rendered after December 14th in favor of the Trump-Pence slate of electors should be considered timely. See what they're doing here. They're putting up false, fraudulent, they're conspiring to put up false and fraudulent electors, saying that Trump had won, even though he didn't, right? And you could say, well, but the courts hadn't decided. But they had. The Wisconsin Supreme Court had already leveled their final decision. No recourse for Trump. Not going to throw out the 200,000 ballots as Troopas had sought. Well, that came down about an hour before they cast their ballots on December 14th of 2020, Dom. A little bit more from this coverage. Cheesebro also wrote that a strategy of having a second state of electoral college voters meet in the Wisconsin, even though Biden had been determined the winner following a series of recounts and lawsuits, was, let's call it, reasonable under federal law. It may seem odd that electors pledged to Trump and Pence might meet and cast their votes on December 14th, even if at that juncture, the Trump-Pence ticket is behind in the vote count and no certificate of election has been issued in favor of Trump and Pence. However, a fair reading of the federal statute suggests that this is a reasonable course of action. And Dom, Cheesebro and Troopas weren't the only Republicans considering how to change the Wisconsin electoral votes. Why, on November 16th, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss received a memo from the Legislative Reference Bureau that shows he sought advice on whether or not the legislature could change the slate of electors. So obviously there's a willingness. If there was a way, Dom, the memo, which was obtained by the nonprofit watchdog group American Oversight, shows the LRB telling Voss that the legislature can't change who the chosen electors are after the election is held. That's crazy. Why can't they just make it up, Dom? Well, that was sort of the fake electors plan, right? Even if we're behind, we're going to give you this, let's call them alternative slate of criminally conspiring fake electors. Come back, what?
Sounds like a lot of criminality to me, man, and a conspiracy. Man, it's a conspiracy. That's what this is.
Everyone that can hear my voice, you should know who Jim Troopas is. He's a bad man.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, if I were teaching a course, let's say logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry Bach.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 55. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, 82. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows around 56. Low 80s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Mid-80s, mainly sunny skies Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 75.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Sure to follow us on the socials on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio. Got a nice brand new sexy banner picture up there. And of course, take us with you everywhere you go. Download the super cool Civic Media app.
Dominic, we promised we're going to give away some Facebook, some Brewers tickets. I don't know where Facebook came out of. I was going to say some Brewers tickets and expose the malfeasance of Jim Troupas, Kenneth Cheesebro, and the Trump campaign, because they had this plan. They laid this plan in advance. This wasn't, just random people showing up at the Wisconsin State Capitol, the Michigan Capitol, the Arizona Capitol, the Georgia Capitol, the Pennsylvania Capitol. This is Nevada. A conspiracy. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, man.
844-967-2789. Doug from Cudahy, what do you say?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, boys. How are you today?
Tonight's awesome. Hanging in there, man.
Tonight's my Friday. I've been off since 11 o'clock, so it's about 2 o'clock in the morning to me right now. I'm a baker. I want to point out to you the greatness.
I'm also a baker.
Are you really?
different sort of baker.
Are you a union baker? Because that's why I called you. We have ratified our contract at Colectivo.
Congrats!
I point you to a article I sent you on Facebook that I was in the Milwaukee Sentinel Journal, or Journal Sentinel rather, and talking about the union busting and what have you. But the reason I'm calling is I really want those Brewers tickets. I could really, surprise my wife with a nice.
Oh, nice.
To a Brewers game on Friday night, which tomorrow's my night off again. You know, two nights in a row, thanks to our great contract with the IBEW. And, I've been listening and supporting you guys since we were marching on the Capitol. Not in Washington, the Madison.
I thought you were disclosing you were a January 6er there for a minute, Doug.
Right.
You know what I did on January 6th? I sat home with the wife and watched it on television and tried to call my Republican brother, and he said, oh, he was too busy to watch.
Doug, here's what I would say to you.
And hey, I got one more thing to tell you.
Yes, sir.
We are gonna bring our new Colectivo union meetings down to Puddler's Hall, back to the origin of the union itself, the 8-hour day. We're going to bring it right back to that hall, and that's where we're going to start having our meetings. And I'm going to make sure this happens within the next 10 days. It's all
well,
happening,
Doug.
Brothers.
You've been working some long-ass days, man, and congratulations to Colectivo, to you for getting a hard-earned day off and enjoying a pair of free Brewers tickets from the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you so much, brothers. I'm going to share this with my wife, and this will be our second game this year. We got to go to a game, and it was great. So this will be another wonderful night for her.
Well, awesome, Doug. Here's the deal. You got to stick around for a minute and tell Anya your email information, because we electronically transfer the tickets. We got a pair for Doug, but we got a pair to give away. We're going to do it today, Doug.
Yeah, let's get rid of them. We got to get rid of them. We are obligated to, or Luke will be mad at us.
844-967-2789. Mark from Racine. Mark, I was in your neck of the woods yesterday, man. I hope you're listening on WRJN.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, yeah, this is actually Mickey from Kenosha. I snuck back in trying to get those tickets. But this time I'm going to stay on topic. Of those electors, those are very despicable people. I found a few examples online. I just wanted to read aloud on the air. But first we have Gloria K. Goodwin of Georgia, who is accused of stalking after allegedly attempting to interfere in a citizen effort to obtain signatures for a recall. Next we have Michael Ward of Arizona, who is accused of spitting in the eye of a former campaign volunteer for his wife, Kelly Ward. And finally, Tom Carroll of Pennsylvania was accused by a black colleague of leaving a stuffed monkey on her desk in a racist act while he was serving as an assistant district attorney. These people are absolutely shameless. I mean, I'm afraid that they're narcissistic sociopaths. They don't even have a place like among us, and they're in charge. You know, we really got to do something about it.
Okay, Mark or Mickey or whatever your real name is. I have a couple of questions, and if you get them right, we'll let you sneak backdoor and sneaky Pete's and Brewers tickets. First and foremost, who's Jim Troupas? Come on, man. We were just talking about him.
While I was on hold, I was reading, man. I wasn't
listening. Okay. So I'll set that one aside. But you're talking about the false electors. And I would
false
say
electors,
the...
I got that much. Republican scumbag.
Well, let's talk about perhaps the most despicable of all the false electors here in the state of Wisconsin. Mark, one of our false electors, and when I say our, I mean the Republicans, he's the CD chair. He bragged about suppressing black and Latino votes, like 36,000, enough to give Ron Johnson the U.S. Senate seat over Mandela Barnes. And he's a Wisconsin elections commissioner. And his first name is Robert. If you can tell me his last name, I got two for tomorrow night. Come on, man. Two. First name, Bob. Last name. I also would have accepted scumbag, but I meant Spindell. Bob Spindell.
Bob Spindell, yes.
See, you got to try again next week, man. We'll have some more. Next
we
week.
We have more tickets, man.
Mark, here's the good news. Next week, or Mickey, or whoever you are, we'll be giving away State Fair tickets. State Fair is coming to town. So we got some more Brewers, some more State Fair.
Yeah, we got State Fair, we got Brewers, all sorts of things going on. So keep trying, Mark. But yes, a little lesson for you. I mean, these are important. Jim Troupas, he is everywhere on this false elector scheme. Hell, even Senator Ron Johnson hired him to look into his own election. You know what I mean? What?
In case he needed a recount.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is? And Bob Spindell, man, you got to remember that name as well. How is this man remains on the Wisconsin Election Commission? I mean, what an embarrassment. An overall terrible human being, Mark. But, try again, man. Keep trying, baby.
Not today, though. You've had two calls already, and that breaks policy.
That never happens. I know.
Snuck one on Anya by giving a false name. Got to watch the phone numbers close, Anya. You gotta go to the neighbor's house to call us back. Come back. The happier happy hour. It's the Thursday edition, but it feels like Friday. But I know it's not Friday because we got a pair of Friday tickets to the Brewers to give away courtesy of our flagship WISS 1100 AM 98.3 Oshkosh Air Support. They got the Fox Valley covered. Also, WRCE News from the Center. That's our Brewers flagship in southeastern Wisconsin. And hey, Mark, Mickey, WRJN will be your Brewer station for 2024, bringing the Brewers back to Racine, Kenosha, WRJN. We got the Packers there. We got the Badgers there. We got the Bucks there. We got the Brewers for 2024. We got more Devil's Advocates. Come on back. The Happier Happy Hour is next.
At Simply Safe, your safety is the only thing that matters. Introducing 24/7 LifeGuard protection, only from Simply Safe Home Security. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.